listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths at your news briefing. The new Prime Minister and Foreign Minister are en route to Tokyo for the Quad Summit meeting. Anthony Albanese and Penny Wong will meet with the leaders of the United States, India and Japan. US President Joe Biden says he's confident in the alliance.
Tomorrow we're going to meet with our fellow Quad partners, Australia and India, for our fourth leaders' summit and our second time meeting together in person. The Quad is showing the world that cooperation among democracies can get big things done.
The WA Premier has slammed the potential new leader of the Federal Liberal Party as an extremist. The party room is set to decide within days if Peter Dutton will take the reins, but Mark McGowan believes the Queenslander will hurt the Liberals even more.
He's an extremist. He's an extremist. And I don't think he fits with modern Australia at all. And he doesn't seem to listen. He's extremely conservative. I actually don't think he's that smart.
And the Nationals leader has promised a hardline approach on the coalition's first day of opposition. The Nats held on to all of their seats, also picking up another in the Senate. Barnaby Joyce has used a Star Wars reference to explain why his party did so well.
When we are in our seats, we believe that we are overwhelmingly the last hope Obi-Wan Kenobi for the people who are doing it tough. When they walk into your office and ask for help, we put us out of our politics and we help them.
In sport, Richmond are on the hunt for Tom Lynch's replacement ahead of Friday night's clash with Sydney. The star forward will be given the next 2 weeks to rehab an injured hamstring. Essendon's Zach Reid has signed a new contract with the club. The young defender will play on for 3 more years with the Bombers until the end of 2025. And West Coast is confident skipper Luke Shuey will play this weekend. He had to be subbed out of yesterday's loss to Greater Western Sydney due to back soreness.
Listener.